Here's an ADS, Skywarn operations. Advisement to all stations, the National Weather Service has expired the severe thunderstorm warning for the southern Emmett County area. Currently no active warning for the ADX region. WDADX Mobile 1-4.
Good morning, Alpha Charlie 8, Alpha Golf.
Good morning, Mr. Jim. How are you this morning? I noticed we got a little thunderstorms overnight. Oh, but the cooler temperature is definitely a nice thing.
Yes, sir. I had to turn my air conditioning on a couple days ago, and I didn't like that because it cost me about $2 a day to do that.
We don't have AC at the house, so I actually brought my DeWalt fan inside the house and turned it on me last night to help keep me cool. So the wife kind of rolled her eyes, but I didn't mind it.
Hey, well, whatever works, and if it's battery powered, that's kind of cool. it's kind of cool. That's kind of an oxymoron.
It runs on the same batteries my drills do. So, and the thing is if I keep it at a low speed, it'll run all night long. It runs 6-7 hours or more on a single battery charge. So, I ended up turning it off this morning, probably about 4 o'clock or so. It was finally cool enough in the room that I didn't need it anymore, but it ran pretty much all night.
Well, that's very cool. I was kind of curious, are you interested in some of my misadventure stories?
I'm always interested in your stories, so there you go.
All right, I'm going to give you two options, Glacier National Park or the Panama Canal. Which one would you like to hear about today?
You've given me a story or two about the Panama Canal, so let's go with Glacier Park.
All right, well, Glacier National Park is in Montana, or kind of right at the coast there of us in Canada. But timing is everything.
Okay.
Well, I finally had a 3-day week. From work when I was living in Seattle, and get to drive over there, I did that, but timing is everything, and it was Memorial Day weekend.
Must have been a fun little drive.
Yes, well, Memorial Day weekend, believe it or not, the park was actually still closed. So, but me, I drove in, and of course I got stuck.
Well, that isn't necessarily good. You got stuck on another mountain too, didn't you? There's a pattern going on here. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of stupid about that. You know, because believe it or not, I was in, at that time, my vehicle was a Ford Tempo. I don't know if you know what a Ford Tempo is, but it's a very small car.
I know what a Ford Tempo is. In fact, I've ridden in a Ford Tempo before. Very similar to... I'd say the Ford Escort, but it really depends on the year to be really close, but, yep, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I couldn't get out of,
about that guy, my friend.
Well, the boss was not happy that I was a day late.
Is the boss ever really?
Was the United States Navy, and so they were not happy that I was a gay AWOL.
Oh, fog where I'm at. It's kind of a misty nastiness. That's kind of unexpected.
Well, hey, drive safely, and maybe I'll listen for you over on the other frequency.
Hey, sounds good. 86 it is, WDAVX.
Echo 8, Fox Truly Whiskey, Sault Ste. Marie, Portable. Good afternoon. Thank you, Ted. You're down in Milo. So, yeah, you're kind of scratchy and through the review.
Yeah, I'm in Milo. I'm in railing right now on the expressway, so it's a bit scratchy. In a few miles, I'm probably going to have to go to some other frequency or different repeater. But anyway, yes, that's the case.
Okay, grailing. Yeah. Well, eventually we'll have a repeater and grailing. It's linked into the network here, so they're working on it.
Okay, well, good. Yeah. Repeater spots are a little harder to find.
That's why I have my repeaters at my home. It works pretty good. So.
Well, what's the weather up there? Is it raining or is it, let's see here, it looks like it's mostly sunny here. We do have some cloud cover.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we got cloud cover, it looks like south of us. So. And, yeah, pretty blue sky. So we're just at the park here. Splash pad, so if the children are trying to get in around them, head out. Okay. Yeah, you're definitely not making it appear that time, but maybe in a different spot, we'll get you. KE8FTW.
NADMH, WAVPC, good afternoon.
Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Oh, nothing much. We had a bad storm come through this morning, but other than that, it's been a while since I talked to you.
Yeah, company's got me pretty much all over the place. I was just up in the UP. I'm on US 2 right now. Was all the way up in Houghton again, doing site router upgrades at site.
Yeah, okay. Well, I figured that you'd be sent all over the place. It's good that they give you a company car.
I have a company truck right now. My van is, I'm pretty sure that's going to get retired. So I'm not quite sure what I'm getting after the truck. They gave it to me temporarily, so I can take it down the dirt roads and the two tracks where sites are in the UP, because they're not super nice, easy places to get to.
Yeah, out in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, well, I still have some expensive repairs on my car to do, and I figured I'd hold off as far as I can.
Well, depending on what it is, that's not the best decision, but also it depends on what it is, so, but, No, the work van was getting upwards of 170,000 miles, and it's only a 2017 Dodge van, so yeah, that's a lot of miles for six-year-old, seven-year-old vehicle, so. Anyway. Oh, well, we're making progress. I left around 10 o'clock, and I'm in Epithet, so still got quite a ways to go.
You're on your way home, right? Or are you on the way to another site?
Oh, no, I'm done. I only have three or four sites to do. So I had the site over in Calumet. Then I did the Michigan Tech site. That was interesting. A lot of stairs involved. It was on the 11th or 12th floor of the engineering building. Then I did the Houghton site, and I did went over to Donkin. So I only had four. We did three yesterday, the last one today, because I couldn't do the fourth one yesterday because storms started rolling in.
Well, isn't that what ham operators do? They have to work on antennas during thunderstorms. Did I tell you what happened with one of the repeaters down here? The 14664 in Oak Park, the DART. We were having problems with no internet. They use Echolink and IRLP. And so the guy that's responsible, or the president of the DART, invited me to go visit. And we found the problem. They use fiber optic to go from the ground floor up to the mezzanine, basically. And when the cell phone company pulled their equipment out, they cut the fiber.
Yeah, cell phone companies don't really give a crap whatever they come upon. If it's in their way, they'll just chop it, and they don't say anything because they're just like that.
And when they pull out of a site, they really pull out. Well, not only did they cut 15 stories of fiber, I don't know why they would take the fiber unless they can use it elsewhere, but they cut conduit, they cut, well, they pulled antennas off the roof, they had a platform on the roof that put some cell phone antennas. Although they did plug the holes in the walls.
Yeah, they'll plug the holes in the walls, but they will leave an absolute mess and destroy everything else in their path.
Oh, yeah. While we were up there, a contractor showed up to grab the transformer, or it's either step-up or step-down transformer that was part of that equipment. That was the only thing that was left. Other than maybe some conduit with cut cables. Well, actually, they cut through the conduit and the cable itself, power. So that was something. Of course, I looked at the repeater. It's in a single six-foot-high cabinet, stuffed full of receivers and computers and controller and voder and modems and it was stuffed full. And I thought, heaven forbid somebody has to go and try to fix a problem.
See, that's what's problematic. You never have a rack that jam-packed full of stuff and where you can't really figure out what each wire goes to, because that's just a recipe for disaster. Because if you have to replace something, you might have to take down everything else just to get one small little piece out. I'm not a big fan of that.
Yeah, I took a couple of pictures. I'll send them to you. I thought, you know, and there's been several people had their fingers in it, so if you move a wire, you might disturb something else.
Yeah, a phone call. Thank you, mate.
I'll be 8 VPC.
Hey, DMH Mobile on the Mackinac Bridge.
Hey, no jump on the bridge.
I don't have any reason to at the moment.
Yeah, you wouldn't be the first one to try. Beauty day out there today. We got a nice breeze here. How's things up there? 79 degrees here.
truck says 74. Not too bad. How are things going, Shannon?
Okay, just finished a frosty for lunch. And about to get back into things. Dries up a little more out there on the grass, and I make a mow the front yard. Of course, they just ride the tractor. We were up to the UP today to visit the in-laws, but Christy didn't feel up to it, so she went back to get some more sleep. She just got up a few minutes ago and feeling much better. We've been doing a lot of traveling lately, making all the doctor's appointments.
I understand that. You guys have been through a real mess. So, now I'm on my way back from the UP. Went over to the western UP up near the Houghton area, queuing off Peninsula, do site upgrades for the state system, and got finished with my last one this morning, and left around 10 a.m., so, yeah, it's cool. I drove up on Sunday, and got three other sites done yesterday, so. And that's it for me anyway, and then there's the other guy that's from downstate, that's with our company as well, who's working on the remainder of them, so. Quite a big project.
Oh yeah, we had multiple sites when I was in Wayne County that we did and maintained. Ours were 30 channel. So it was always fun doing them. Worked with Dan Vitt from Motorola, also another ham, PUT. Dan was pretty good with that stuff. I did work on the Livonia site one time. They called me and asked me to go out and help with them. Half the receivers were dead. And they had sent multiple state techs out, couldn't find it. 20 minutes, I found it. A cross-threaded end connector that wasn't seated.
Oh, that's wonderful. It's so annoyingly easy to cross-thread those. That's if you're not watching what you're doing when you put them in.
It was on the very top of the rack with only enough room to put your arm in there to do it blindly. So, it's easy to do. But I found it. Yeah, sometimes when they throw things together, they're in a hurry. Yeah, that's probably what happened. But got it up back on the air. Tons of fun. I haven't been to our sites down there in quite a while. I got to go back and check on the D-Star system one of these days. But usually by the time we get done in Ann Arbor with all the doctor's appointments, we just want to get home. We don't want to stick around.
Yeah, I can understand that 100%. 100%. Yeah, one of the sites I did yesterday was at Michigan Tech, and that's at the top floor of the engineering building. There's 11 floors. The elevator will take you to the 11th floor. There's another floor above that, which is the mechanical room. You know, the elevator's all fine and dandy when it works. That was interesting.
Well, I worked on many of those. You usually got to carry up the last three flights. And you got to walk past the top occupied floor into locked stairwells. Usually the top floor is the loony bin. I've had to do a couple of those carrying tools, and you had to do it with a with guards on each side of you to keep wacky patients off of you.
Yeah, I think I'm okay. Anyway, but yeah, it was interesting. But I enjoyed doing it. when I didn't have to carry tools and stuff and all that up a bunch of stairs. So, but the last one I did went really smoothly. Other than the little scare I had at the end, but anyway, it was interesting. I was labeling stuff, and then I completely forgot about the second part of the upgrade after the cutover for the router cutover. You got to do stuff on the zone controller side, which involves taking the site offline. I managed to put a label on DC power at the exact same time that the site went offline. That was interesting.
Oh, yeah. Have you got to Lansing yet and got a chance to see Network Control Center?
I have not been down that way yet, no.
Well, you get a chance. Jump on the opportunity. Somebody offers to take you through. The monitors that got up and the thing will honor. It's really great to watch the whole state and watch somebody get connection to a talk group and see it light up the towers on the screen in sequence. It's pretty cool stuff.
Well, I can imagine. Probably pretty interesting how that all goes, so. Whenever I push the button, I just kind of imagine it in my brain how it goes, and that does pretty good.
Yep, it's pretty cool to watch. You know, all the different things they can do, the capabilities that are in these radios that they begin to touch. When I implemented the Hornet Lights features on boats, we're like, well, we don't know how to do that. We haven't done it before.
Hey, Sam, I'll be right back. I got a phone call coming in. Any viewing small.
Roger that. KNSPW.
KGFGW monitoring.
This is KG9ARV mobile, over. This is KG9ARV Kilo Echo Niner Alpha Romeo Victor. CQ.
KE8FJW. Kilo 7, Indy Charlie Delta, monitoring.
This is KE8FJW monitoring. Portable.
This is KE9ARV mobile, CQ.
This is KE8FJW monitoring, portable.
This is KE9ARV, CQ, Columbia City.
QRZ, Whiskey Charlie 9, India, WC9I.
Did I hear Whiskey 9, India there, sir?
Whiskey Charlie 9, India, WC9I. Name is Dave, located southwestern Arizona. Back to you.
Whiskey Charlie 9, India, this is KD9ARV, Barry from Indiana. Oh my gosh, this is amazing, man. I can't believe I'm reaching Arizona on a linked repeater. Excellent, guy. I really appreciate you picking up. We just had some storms up here, and I'm just kind of driving some trash back to the dumpster. so what are you up to today, sir?
Come back with your call slower and your name again, please.
You got it. It's KE9ARV, Kilo Echo Niner, Alpha Romeo Victor, and my name is Barry. Did you say your name was Dave, sir? Over.
That's correct. That's correct. We're located near Roll, Arizona, about 30 miles north of the U.S.-Mexico border and about 39 miles east of the California-Arizona border. And did you say you're in Columbia City?
Yeah, well, I am talking on the Columbia City, Indiana repeater right now. It's a link repeater. Over.
Know all about it. Our farm is about 10 miles north of Columbia City. I'm a retired farmer, retired about a year ago, and our farms are by Merriam at 9 and US 33. Back to you.
Oh, man, that is excellent. Wow. Well, that's pretty neat. Dave, what kind of HF do you get into? Over.
Okay. I am talking to you on EchoLink, of course. Yeah, I have all the equipment, work all bands. Back to
you. Hey, that's me. I like Echo Link as well. I do not have money for an HF radio right now, but I'm dying to get my hands on one, so I use Echo Link a lot. I've talked to Australia and Canada, Nicaragua, and man, although some people call it cheating, I think it's a great asset, and it's been excellent. I think it's neat. I'm talking to you here on EchoLink right now. So, you do all bands. That's really neat. I can't wait to do some 10-meter. That is the one I'm really wanting to hit. Over.
Okay. I also do digital, DMR, Fusion, D-Star, and all of that, too. So there's many different areas that you can get in amateur radio. So I enjoy it very much. Been in amateur radio since the mid-80s. There, Barry, back to you.
Excellent, Dave. That's great. I just got my technicians in May, and I got my general in June, and I got my extra book coming tomorrow in the mail, hopefully. Buddy, I've just been eating this stuff up. I think it's amazing. I got a Baofeng back in March, and to listen to the repeaters, and I'm kind of hooked right now, so I don't think there's any going back. Over.
There you go. Yeah, I went from novice to extra in a year, but back then we had to do code, and I had to do 20 words a minute to be able to get my extra, so things have changed quite a bit.
Yes, I've heard stories. I just talked to a gentleman in Fort Wayne on the Fort Wayne repeater, and he actually had to go to the FCC building to get his general license, and that would be a little bit nerve-wracking. Over.
There you go. Okay, I'm going to jump back out of here. I got to get on another thing. They're trying to get a hold of me. So you have a great day, Barry. KE9ARV, this is WC9I, Southwestern Arizona. We'll be off and clear. 73s.
Hey, Whiskey Charlie 9 India, thanks for picking up today, buddy. I hope to talk to you again, man. Maybe I'll find you on Echo Link. This is KE9ARV, Kilo Echo Niner, Alpha Romeo Victor, closing 73, Dave. Over.
73s, WC9I, off and clear.
NATZG. Nothing heard. NATZG clear.
P8BUH, K8SH Mobile. You got a copy? W8BUH, K8SH Mobile.
This is K8FKW, affordable. I know there's somebody in there, but they're not making the repeater. KEFGW.